Today we are covering the Article 23 of the Chicago Statement of Biblical Hermeneutics. Article 23. We affirm the clarity of Scripture and specifically its message about salvation from sin. We deny that all passages of Scripture are equally clear or have equal bearing on the message of redemption. Article 23 is a very brief statement, but there is a lot behind it for Reformed Christians. This is uniquely a Reformed statement. The Roman Catholics or Eastern Orthodoxy, for example, could not affirm this. The topic being addressed here is known as the perspicuity of Scripture. Perspicuity is not a straightforward or clear word. And ironically, its meaning is straightforward and clear. When you think of perspicuity, think of the related word, perspective. If I drive down the road here about a mile and look at Mansfield, at the top of the Mansfield Hill, I get a clear perspective on the layout of the city. If I read the Scriptures, I get a clear perspective on life, reality, and my situation. The Bible is perspicuous. Let me read a fuller statement on this from the Westminster Confession of Faith. It's from chapter 1, section 7. All things in Scripture are not alike plain in themselves, nor alike clear unto all. Yet those things which are necessary to be known, believed, and observed for salvation are so clearly propounded and opened in some place of Scripture or other that not only the learned, but the unlearned, in a due use of ordinary means, may attain unto a sufficient understanding of them. Okay, let's illustrate this. Some Scripture passages, especially the ones essential for salvation, are clear, and some are less obvious and more obscure. Let's take, for our first example, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. How many here would feel comfortable right now giving a 5-minute talk on this scripture? Show of hands. I'm not asking you to come up. I'm asking how many would be comfortable giving a 5-minute talk on this scripture. Is this scripture clear and understandable? I think most of us would say yes. Example number two, Ezekiel 47. This is the river flowing from the temple. The man brought me back to the entrance of the temple, and I saw water coming from under the threshold of the temple toward the east, for the temple faced east. The water was coming down from under the south side of the temple, the south side of the altar. He then brought me out to the north gate and led me to the outside of the outer gate facing east, and the water was trickling from the south side. As the man went eastward with a measuring line in his hand, he measured off 1,000 cubits and then led me through the water that was ankle deep. He measured off another 1,000 cubits and led me through the water that was knee deep. He measured off another 1,000 and led me through the water that was up to the waist. He measured off another 1,000, but now it was a river that I could not cross because the water had risen and was deep enough to swim in, a river no man could cross. He asked me, "Son of man, what do you see?" So I'll ask the same question about Ezekiel 47. How many here would be comfortable right now coming up giving a 5-minute exposition on this scripture? Show of hands. Is this scripture clear and understandable? Probably not so much. If we had 5 people come up here, we'd have 5 different talks, I believe. Now, Ezekiel 47 is not the point of this today specifically, but I will comment. Scripture tells us that the kingdom of God will spread throughout the whole world, and its spread will flow out of the church. In conclusion, since Scripture is clear and understandable in its central message, there are two other implications of this. If every person can comprehend the Word of God directly without church councils or priests, it means that all believers are dealing directly with God, with His Word, without a mediator. Luther called this the priesthood of all believers. The second implication is this: liberty of conscience. If the Scriptures are understandable to all believers, no pope, no confession, no church council, no assembly can bind the conscience of the individual Christian.